Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Gittin Ayin Aleph, Gittin 71b, pagination is 142, at the Mishnah in the middle of the page. We mentioned in a previous session, Samach Vav Amud Beis 66b, that in general, a person who's authorizing a get to be written and delivered to his wife would be saying that kisvu utnu get leishti, write and deliver a get to my wife. In such a case, only the people that he authorized would be able to do so. We also discussed an interesting case where a person stated the directive to three people. He stated it to three people, and he said it in the way of tenu get leishti, give a get to my wife, which is more of a statement that they should take care of it, in which case, according to Reb Meir, they become a bezdin, and they are able to tell other people to write the get on their jurisdiction, so to speak. Rabbi Yossi over there argues, which is the way we paskin, and says that even if you said it to three people, he gives the example, even if you said it to the Sanhedrin HaGadol in Yerushalayim, they would have to write it themselves. You'll remember his interesting comment. If they don't know how to write it, they'll have to learn how to write it, talking about the Sanhedrin. But he is makbid. It has to be done by the people who were authorized. And so we have a machlokes, as far as the Mishnah status of understanding things goes, even though we paskin like Rabbi Yossi, but in the Mishnah status of things, Rabbi Meir is saying that if you say to three, tenu, give it, you don't mention kisvu, writing, so then it's giving them jurisdiction to take care of it, and they could authorize other people. And according to Rabbi Yossi, even in that case, we're limited to the people that you authorized. Says our Mishnah, Amru lo, if they say to a person, Rashi tells us, it could be it's a healthy person, it could be it's a shchiv meira chacham, a person lying in bed sick, deathly ill, but they tell him as follows, Nichtov get leishticha, shall we write a get for your wife? And Rashi gives us an explanation of why we are soliciting to try to write a get for his wife, Shaloti zokik liyavam, so that she should not fall to Yibum. Perhaps he's going on a long voyage, or the deathly ill person, we're concerned he's going to die. V'omar lohen kisovu, and the man consents. He says, yeah, write it. So what happened? Omru l'sofar, those people who asked him and were authorized, they went and told the sofer, the scribe, v'kosav, and he wrote the get. Ula edim, and then they went over to witnesses, v'chasomu, and they got them to sign. Afal pi shakosvuhu v'chosmuhu v'nasnuhu lo, even though they wrote it well, they signed it well, they gave it to the husband, v'chosav v'nasnu lo, and he in fact went and gave it to her, it would seem that he's agreeing with what occurred. Hareya get bottle. The get is bottle. It doesn't work. We have to be thinking what went wrong over here. And the obvious thing that seems to have gone wrong is that the people to whom he said, write the get, they're not the people who actually wrote it. And that would seem to be what went wrong. The Mishnah in its final statement says, Ad Shayomar, until he says, Lisofer, to the scribe, Kisov write, Ula Edim Chasomu, and to the Edim sign. So, at first glance, it's a very straightforward Mishnah. The Mishnah started off by telling us a case that doesn't work, and then tells us, in the end, what would be required to make the get work. However, there is a very significant intermediate case, which is not being considered by our Mishnah. In the first part of the Mishnah said, Kisovu, write. He tells this group, Amrulo, at least plural, write. What would have happened if he would have said, Tenu, give it? Would that have worked? I guess it would have worked, because the Mishnah chose the case Kisovu, he said write, because had he said a different wording, a better wording, a greater authorization wording, it might have worked. Sounds like we're following the opinion of Reb Meir. However, in the final statement of the Mishnah really states it very strongly. Until you tell the sofer and you tell the witnesses. That means anything short of that will not work. That's Reb Yossi. Reb Yossi says there's no such thing as authorizing somebody to authorize somebody else. Mili lo memseran l'shliach. You can't just give words over to somebody else. So we have the first part of the Mishnah following Reb Meir. It's only in a case that you said kisovu that it would not work. But had you said tenu, it would work. And we have the end of the Mishnah saying, oh, you have to tell the sofer and the edim directly. Sounds like we're following the opinion of Reb Yossi. And the Gemara, therefore, grapples with how to resolve and understand this Mishnah. In particular, if we were following the opinion of Reb Meir, then the end of the Mishnah ought to say, Ad Sheyomar, until, for example, he said, Tenu, give it, in which case he would have been giving them jurisdiction, or Ad Sheyomar Lishlosha, or if you say perhaps there weren't three people here, then the end of the Mishnah should paint the case that does work as a case where he's talking to three people, which could be that plural only was two, but once you go ahead and do it in front of three, it would work. Why is the end of the Mishnah so forceful and saying, Ad Sheyomar, until you tell the sofer and the Edim directly? And what's interesting over here is that often these types of diyukim in the Mishnayos carry the day. Is it Reb Meir? Is it Reb Yossi? How are we supposed to understand this Mishnah? But what ends up, if we go on to the facing page, you'll see Rav Ashi, about eight lines from the top, tells us that we should not learn this Mishnah with such a forceful approach of diyukim, of inferences, and that instead we should understand this Mishnah based on Reb Yossi. In other words, the Mishnah in the very first case said a case of kisovu, write it, and it would have been true as well had they said tenu. It still wouldn't have worked. And it would have been true even if they said tenu in front of three people, it still wouldn't have worked. It's almost as if they're missing words in this Mishnah because we just moved very quickly. We gave you the very simple case of kisovu without any other considerations, and we told you that doesn't work. And the truth is that even if you tweaked it and you did it as a tenu in front of three people, it also wouldn't work. and we jump straight to the concluding line of the Mishnah, Ad sheyomar lesofar kesov velo edim chasomu. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, until you tell the sofar and the edim directly. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.